What's up, everyone? Welcome. You just can't sit down. It's fucking hot seat over there. What are you doing? You got to sit down, man. We got to start the show. It's week 17. We'll play Swan Song. Oh, I can hear myself.
Because
if you look right there, you can tell his headset is right next to the mic. Boom. That'll change any second now. Wheat, your head's cut off. You're gonna have to stand back up again. Or
guys, can you take it easy? DJ Wheat's new to this whole being on camera production thing, so please.
Nice crotch shot.
It's probably uncomfortable. Little shot.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. A little. Just take it. Take it easy on him.
Nice. Give the little guy a break.
Nice. Also, Wheat, it's doing that thing where we can hear ourselves, and when we talk, it cuts. It talks over you. So they changed whatever you set back. Audio wise, a long time ago.
You want to delay this? I'll hustle down there and help DJ Wheat set up.
Well, actually, Jeff, I had another thing in mind. Now I can hear myself. So that's not what I had in mind. But it was. Let's do this. I don't know if this is going to work, but let's talk about StarCraft, Jeff. Let's do State of the Game 101.
Yeah.
This doesn't work at all. Except I'm in frame. Wheat looks very confused.
Wheat's in frame.
That's awesome. And Jeff's head is cut off. So this is about what we should expect.
Is my right? Cut
off? Well, no. Only because I'm using the state of the game old school graphics.
Roleplay fans, I told you.
We do I don't know. It won't work.
Yeah.
It won't work. I also I couldn't find the original ones, so this is the Christmas one. Jeff, how's Legacy of the Void?
Oh, this is
really echo. I love it.
Does this keep going?
Space. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I can do it. It's kind of okay. I'm really enjoying it. I think it is a huge step in the right direction for the game. It's faster. It starts off earlier. There's not that huge lull at the beginning. Some of the new units are really exciting. I mean, for different reasons, all the new units are exciting. The changes are good. It's an overwhelming step in the right direction. And man, wait until it's not on all absolute shit maps. Then we'll realize how good this game is.
You know, that's actually something I was watching today when I was watching Lycan's tournament, and I was just sort of looking at it saying, you know, these maps don't seem to be supporting the kind of gameplay Legacy of the Void wants to be.
Hello.
Which is weird, because the closed beta is about A, showing off the game so people are excited about, but B, and probably just as important, is getting a sense of the balance and stuff like that. So we have a certain idea, but half of StarCraft's balance is absolutely the maps. And these maps will not be played when the game's released. Not just because it'll be in many, many months, but because they're utter shit. And no game would ever do that. So it's too, a little too bad. It's not ruining the experience, but it's kind of poopy.
Me and Wheat were loving the Archon mode. We've played it two nights in a row. I think I'm done, though. I think I'm done because StarCraft is StarCraft still, which is unfortunate. We were talking about it last night. I feel like they made every unit in the game that can harass a better harassing unit by buffing some aspect of it, and it's the most frustrating part of StarCraft is dealing with harassment. And I know it's a key point, but it's let's just pick up siege tanks that are in siege mode. It's a cool feature. I like that one. Let's make locusts be able to fly.
I watched a little bit of you and Wheat's stream, and I'm glad you're giving a little bit of the thought process behind the annoyance that was the two of you. On hour two and three, it got kind of quiet, and you guys were like, well, you want to fucking, are we pushing out? You want to bring a probe? And you guys just the two of you are just frustrated. That is
it was, I mean, it was very, it was in the first day, it was the shiny polish that was just hey, this is amazing. Oh, Adam, one sec. But then the second day, it was everyone was just okay, now let's fucking play with all the broken shit. And it was yo, this wasn't as fun as it was yesterday. what is going on?
Yeah.
So.
The little Terran tank thing that just one-shot something. Yeah, what? Yeah, the little cast ability that it kills whatever its target. I don't know why I have Toothbrush Man. It's killed whatever it's targeted is... Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
It's dumb. It ignores line of sight, so it's just as long as you stay within its gigantic range. I want to say it's somewhere between 9 and 11, which is just a huge range. Then whatever it's shooting at is essentially dead, all the way up to an immortal.
We were playing a TVZ or something, and the guy just walked up to our expansion and killed the queen in 2 seconds. We're well, Can't do anything about that. That unit's broken as fuck.
What are we supposed to do?
It's
that
dead.
That's the beta, though. Like, there is going to absolutely be that stuff. Like, people are finding out that you can just do, like, a 5 Ravager rush off one base if you want.
Yeah, some guy did that to us yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of the popular thing.
Just wounds. But I'm still really excited. The numbers are great. Like, you know, people are streaming to the up to 10,000 and stuff like that, which for our game is huge.
Yeah, true.
There's interest. There's discussion. Yes, the maps are bad. Yes, some of the units are broken, but for the most part, it's very playable and it's really fun. So, having a good time.
Yeah, I think Archon mode is going to like change the landscape for that game. I was talking with TB about it, and I hope that they actually remove like 2v2, 3v3, and 4v4 from matchmaking, and it's only Archon mode, Archon mode, and 1v1, and then it comes kind of like where League is, where it's only 1v1, and like that's all they focus on.
Or it becomes 2v2, 3v3, Archon mode.
No, that's what I mean.
So that's like 6
no,
versus
no.
6.
Yeah, like 6 versus 6, 6 12 6. Versus 12 and shit.
Commanding one thing?
No, two people on each one guy,
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
You have 12 people in a game.
That'd be kind of crazy. That'd be kind of crazy. Yeah. But yeah, it's been fun. What else you been up to besides the Legacy of the Void beta, Jeff?
Last weekend, I had a Warhammer tournament in Sacramento. I took second place. It was a one-day thing, just 3 games, and I went 3-0, but I went 3 points shy of winning the thing, which is too bad, but really fun, having a lot of good success with Warhammer. I'm finally kind of hitting my stride with that game as well, where I'm, you know, I took third last year in the overall league, so it's kind of, I'm one of the legitimate best people at that game right now, which is really fun. By our metrics, it's like not official at all, but I'm going to call it that to all the laymen so they think that I am super amazing.
Nice.
Other than that, we're doing the Mortal Kombat launch this Saturday, and really excited about that. DJ Wheat and I are co-hosting it alongside some pretty awesome personalities. Like, I think Ezekiel will be there. He's confirmed.
Yep, he was talking about it.
And I'm not like a huge fighting game guy. I watch and, you know, I'm a big fan of Justin Wong and stuff, but like, fucking Mortal Kombat 10 looks actually really good. And
yeah, I want to play a story mode.
Predator's in it, right? Is that
he's one of the playable characters? I think him and Jason were like the two characters from nowhere or whatever.
That looks sick. And of course, if you pre-order, you get Goro, which is that's cool. Although Goro's supposed to be dead from the movie, I definitely saw him get kicked in the balls off a cliff. But I'm just that's gonna be a lot of fun. A lot of people they know this about me, but they don't know how important it is. But like, I love other games. It's not I'm not just a StarCraft guy. Certainly, that's my heart and I almost said heart and stone. I've been up to like 5 a.m. every day, guys. So my brain's at about weird capacity. It's working like a pickle right now. But it's like really important to me, and I love other games. So it's really cool to start getting gigs for other games and start involving myself. So I'm really excited.
Cool.
Does anyone else hear cricket?
Yeah, who the fuck has the cricket in their room? What
crickets.
Is that shit?
Chirp, chirp.
Oh, those are your live crickets because you're
Rhaegal's
lizard.
Rhaegal's got to eat, bro.
They're for Rhaegar.
Well, tell them to Rhaegal. Hurry the fuck up.
You know you can get silent crickets, Jeff.
Can you? You can cut their vocal cords? No.
Totally. They've genetically engineered them. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, at the pet store, someone sneaks up behind them with a monoblade and cuts their vocal cords.
It sounds pleasant, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's nice. It's reassuring. I mean, we don't have crickets here in Montreal because we have snow. Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Do you still have snow?
Don't get me. It snowed today, JP. It's going to be 16 degrees tomorrow, a.k.a. 50, 60. It's going to be like 60 degrees tomorrow. And then Saturday, it's supposed to snow like something ridiculous, like 10 centimeters. It's going to be so stupid. I'm going to rage.
Oh, my God. You can buy – sorry. I don't care about your snow. You can buy 100 silent brown crickets reptile live food standard for $7.
What did I fucking tell you? I was making that shit up, and I'm still right. Yeah.
But this
can
is
we get
from,
back to what's important here, guys?
This is from Amazon UK. Where is the American link? Is this only? I'll help. I'll figure it out, Jeff.
Crickets in America have freedom of speech, JP.
Do you get your crickets from Amazon, Jeff?
No, I go to PetSmart.
You're fucking up, man.
Crickets are awesome. They sound great.
Imagine if a drone flew crickets into your house to feed to your lizard. That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I've got first... When Amazon bought Good Game Agency, the first thing I said is we have first dibs on bots, right? And they're like, yeah, absolutely.
The drones.
Drones.
Drones, bots, you know.
Same. Bots, same
no,
thing.
No, they're not. They're clearly not the same thing.
Right.
Especially
bots
under
are for
the Twitch.
Drones are for Amazon.
Vocabulary, exactly.
Okay. Stay on brand, Jeff.
Thank
Jesus,
you.
Jesus, Jeff. You missed the meeting, and Wheat's still salty about it.
Oh, wait a second.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I thought I clicked on my following thing, and I saw all these random people, but it was followers, and I was like, how did I follow all these random people? Go ahead.
I'm not interested in any of these people.
Steven, how much snow occurred yesterday?
Let's not talk about
10
it.
Centimeters.
It's not. It's no good.
Do they don't measure in centimeters in... Do they measure in centimeters in Montreal?
Yep.
Yeah.
God damn, Weed's on point today. He's not even looking up at the camera. He
no,
knows he's right.
I was
right.
Just fucking listening to Steven earlier, man. God, I'm using my ears and shit today.
Thanks, Weed. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
no problem,
bro.
I feel a little support there. That's,
I was
yeah.
looking up crickets that are silent. I was doing more important things than hosting the show. So
yeah,
that was equally important to prove me right.
That's
so
true.
Thank you.
That's true. Yeah. Anything else? Steven, what have you been up to? I saw you did like a Sunday meal prep. What is this shit?
Yeah. No, like I've been doing a little bit of Sunday meal prep for a while, but then I saw that they had a new Reddit about Sunday meal prep. So I went to r/Sunday meal prep and I made this Thai beef stew that was up there.
Ooh.
And it was fantastic. So yeah, and then that's what I've had for lunch every day this week. And it's delicious every single time.
That doesn't get annoying. Well, I mean, I do the same thing, but that doesn't get annoying to you eating the same thing every day?
It does, but it helps that this meal specifically was so delicious. Like, you
gotcha.
Know, I still have to, like, I got to exercise that willpower by days 3 and 4, but
yeah. It's a weird thing when I don't know why we're talking about this, but it's a weird thing when you start thinking about food as just something that your body needs every day rather than eating for taste.
Yeah. Well, like, I kind of wish I could get into Soylent, but I hear that they have like a 9-month backlog.
It's really backlog. I still haven't gotten it, and I bought
really?
It. Really? Like, I bought it 7 months ago.
I'm actually, by now, I'm convinced it's a scam.
I forgot that I even ordered it until you mentioned it just now. Yep. I still don't have it.
So. It's interesting you guys would give up on taste and just go for
Not all the time, right? Like, I love cooking great meals, but I don't want to cook every meal as a great meal. Like, sometimes I just want to, like, you know, if I had a fine-tasting drink, I could just chug down.
If you ever get this kind of change, like this paradigm shift on money, I will be your outlet for that. Like, I will take the excess money. You can just take what it takes to survive. Okay,
what money?
Give me your money.
What? Oh, I see where this is going. Okay, yeah. Jeff.
You just need clothes and a house, you know. And
it's not about money, it's about time saving and like effort saving, right? I'd rather use my brains to think about cat memes, right? I don't
The more things you buy, the
I'm
more
cooking.
You have to maintain, the more money you have, the more responsibility you have with said money. Like
So true. I should give it to Jeff.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Adam Coble, did you finish Fallout?
Fuck no.
You don't know.
He's on part 98,000.
Well, he still doesn't know how to mute his mic. This guy's like a fucking sponsored streamer.
I was typing stuff.
He can't even
you want me to leave my mic on while I'm typing? That's fine. I'm preparing for this role-playing game that we're going to
You know, that keyboard of his is really great.
It is.
It sounds all mechanical and shit. It's like, click, 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 click.
It's very satisfying.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you beat Fallout?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it took me 25 hours, I think, give or take. But that's not that much.
That's not bad. Yeah. I thought Fallout was longer. Was it Fallout 2?
Yeah, Fallout 2.
Yeah.
Oh, you were playing Fallout 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I finished it today.
I tried to find box art for Fallout 2, and it was fucking impossible. But I found box art for Fallout, so sorry you weren't playing that one.
That's why we're so stressed out today, is because he couldn't
that's what he was doing.
Not just one of the many things.
8-hour workday, couldn't do
all of it, Googling box art.
Googling box art. Yeah.
So what's next on the stream, Adam?
I'm gonna tackle the big new Fallout game. I'm gonna play Pillars because I heard that it was just lots of text, and I love text. So who wants to watch me read boxes? Speaking of boxes,
nice.
I like this. You just became like a featured streamer, or you know, sponsor, whatever it's called, and you are kind of like a new streamer. You're about 2 weeks behind all the other streamers. Like, they already did that for the week.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the whole, I'm gonna do the whole game, I think.
You're like the sucker fish of streaming. I like that so far.
Yeah, totally.
cleaning up the detritus of.
Yeah.
I'm the remora.
Still interested in that game?
Come see me. I'm sure that next he's gonna stream Bloodborne, right, Adam?
Yes.
Yeah. I gotta do Pillars first. Now the thing is that I actually want to play games that I want to play all the way through instead of just playing the first 10 minutes of a game and be like, well, what's the next thing? Oh, there's a game about zombies. Let's go play that.
Yeah.
Okay. Like JP's dedication to Bloodborne. He's having a great time with that.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like Jeff playing Legacy of the Void. Oh no.
Year 17.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play that.
Cool.
And I'm playing Heroes.
Nice.
Lots of Heroes.
What you playing? Sylvanas is in the game, right? That's the newest one.
Just got added. Yeah. I'm a Malfurion man myself.
You just always Malfurion all day.
Right now, yeah.
I want to play with you, Adam.
I know.
We're gonna play, dude. This
weekend. Let's do it. Okay.
Let's do it.
Wheat. I think Jeff might even be a bigger fan, but are you gonna go see Furious 7 this weekend?
I don't think I've actually seen any of the Furious movies.
Oh, bless your heart, Wheat.
Oh, my fucking
don't
God.
Don't do it.
I haven't either.
Wait, I take it back. I have seen Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, that's the best.
Okay.
No, that's the best one.
Seen Tokyo Drift, yes.
Well, five and six are better than Tokyo Drift, but the first three Tokyo Drift is better.
Are you guys hyped for Fast to the Future?
What?
Did you see that?
Was that April Fools or something?
Yeah. They cut together a trailer of like Back to the Future crossed with the Fast and the Furious, where they had Vin Diesel driving the DeLorean. It was awesome.
Oh, cool! They go back in time to when Paul Walker was still alive.
Yeah, it was great.
I didn't know
too
that was
too soon,
a thing.
Adam. Too soon.
Yeah, it was too soon, Adam. Too soon. No. I'm gonna cry when I see him this weekend in the theater. I'm gonna cry a little bit. Jeff, you're not a fan of Fast and Furious?
I can't tell if people are being ironic or not, but like in the preview, it shows him crashing a Lambo from one building into the next, and the last movie had him like flying through a windshield.
That's why they're fucking awesome. That's why they're amazing.
You can't. No,
it doesn't. You gotta get your suspension of disbelief on, listen, man.
Yes, you do.
That's why those things.
The new
awesome.
Trailer for Mad Max, bro.
Okay, you're right. That looks good.
Yo, let's talk about that.
It looks pretty good.
Yes. Yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah, that shit looks
actually
awesome.
I specifically avoided watching that trailer because I'm already hyped about that movie. All I want is cars driving across the desert with fire everywhere. It looks like it's going to deliver. I don't want to know any more than that.
Bro.
I can't wait.
Well, the first one was
the original director, by the way. I did not know that.
Yeah. That's like
he's also the director of Babe.
Movie.
Do you know that?
No. He's the director of Babe in the City and Happy Feet as well.
Yeah. What a fucking
I was having the greatest time because when I found that out, we were in the office and I'm just like from the director of Babe in the City comes Mad Max. Like, how the fuck?
Fury Road.
Yeah. Who puts that script on his desk and he looks at it and goes, yeah. Yes! God damn it! Yes! This is it!
This is really within my range.
Yeah.
And all
it's kind of like almost James Gunnish in a way, right? Like, this is a guy
that
made trauma movies, and then suddenly he fucking directs, like, Guardians of the Galaxies, and everyone, like, wants him to helm their next movie. It's pretty wild.
It's true. I did think the first Mad Max trailer was better than the recent one.
Really?
Just because of the music in it. Made it more like
they're
that
all
shit insane
good.
But yeah, they're all insane.
I can't believe
you're not a fan of Fast and the Furious though, man.
I would be if it was more obvious that they're trying to be ironic. The fact that it's so successful and they are trying to take themselves pseudo serious.
Oh, I think it's actually the most successful film franchise of all time.
Get out of here.
I'm 100% sure that they are the highest grossing film franchise of all time.
What else would compete, right?
Like, Star Wars maybe.
Hold on.
I don't think so.
Highest?
No?
Star Wars has to be way higher.
I mean, I could see it because there's so many movies, right? And if
Lord of the Rings has to have grossed way more than fucking Fast and the Furious.
Let me
all
try
the
to figure
Hobbit
it out.
Movies and all the Lord of the Rings.
The thing is, you're forgetting. Man. Well, there's.
I think JP just tried to internet status right there, guys.
Like the Lord of the Rings was popular, but people don't fantasy as much as like.
It is number.
Popular movie franchise.
It's like number 11
of all time.
Harry Potter's number one.
11 is 11. That's got two ones in there. Oh, it's like being sake. First twice.
One twice.
Harry yeah. Potter's
I
first.
Like, immediately after someone says people don't like fantasy as much, Harry Potter crushes it number
what?
One. The most.
Hold on.
Harry
hold
Potter's
on, hold
not
on.
Fantasy. Harry Potter is this, alternate bruh. Reality.
Does a little boy carry a little stick with magic at the end of it? Then yes, it's fantasy. Or he's masturbating.
This website's yeah. kind of dumb, though, because they have the Marvel Cinematic Universe's 14 movies is number two.
Well, yeah.
And James Bond
counts.
Is... James Bond
all,
with 24
they all
movies.
Connected. That counts.
Yo, another preview. True. Spectre.
Don't oh, know yeah. about, no, I watched
Daniel
that.
Craig.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That, I would eat chocolate pudding off Daniel Craig's dick, man. I would.
I'd do it off his abs, but I wouldn't.
Man, I'll tell you what. You can do his abs, I'll do his dick at the yeah, same time.
He's got those steely blue eyes, dude. I'm sorry. Daniel Craig is hot.
Yeah.
He's a handsome gentleman.
100%. Yeah. I agree.
My wife doesn't agree either. She's
what?
She's got,
what?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
What's
I
up?
What
fuck?
Is wrong with Anna?
We talk about this. She actually has, like, really different taste. And there's been a few times she's like,
well,
she'll be like,
yeah,
he's so handsome, and he's not. And I'm like, honey, like, I'm kind of worried. Like, she's like, oh, but you're really handsome. I'm like, well, now you don't have, like, a valid opinion about it, you know?
Like, yeah, it's like, but yeah. she says that, you're just like, you don't actually believe yeah. that.
You have no taste in men now.
I lucked out. I lucked out. Anna's, yeah, she's got a eccentric taste in men, and I qualify, I guess, so that's good.
Oh, God. His face looks melted. Why would you
say
that?
That's the nice part.
Okay, oh so God. So listen. Speaking as the only non-straight guy in the group here, Daniel Craig's body is great, but his face is ugly. Let's is put it? Someone more attractive's face on Daniel Craig's body, and we're
I'm
good
with,
to go.
I'm with Adam on this
no,
one.
No, he's got, like, those pursed lips and stuff.
I'm with Adam.
No, he's
hold
got
on, hold
Craig-y
on.
Old English man
about to make
face.
A deal.
Yes.
Jeff, what is it?
So on subject, so... at Adepticon, which is the big Warhammer tournament, there's a thing called a crystal brush competition where someone paints a model and the winner gets $10,000 for a painted model.
Okay.
Look right. up the 2015 Adepticon Silver Brush winner. It is a space marine with the face of Daniel Craig.
Oh, God. 2015 Adepticon winner.
Adepticon
painting winner or something like
Silver
that.
Silver brush winner?
Crystal Brush, I think it's called.
Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing? And that guy won $10,000 for that.
Holy shit. Here, it's this, that one, right?
Oh, holy shit. That yeah, that is Daniel Craig. That's amazing.
That is actually
it's just,
really.
It's well-painted. Just Captain Titus cast as Daniel Craig, or vice versa.
That's so stupid.
That is actually really well painted, though. I wish I could see his cloak.
That's incredible.
His cloak looks super well done.
There's a back picture too, hand painted, you know, heraldry on it. It's insane, Jesus. But yeah, the guy's got $10,000 for that model right there.
That's pretty,
of course,
well,
there's a back picture. He's painted like Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's true. We linked it, guys. It'll be there on YouTube. I don't know. Someone will eventually link it. I'll probably forget. I don't know where we're at in the show, Adam. Well, I know for one thing, we haven't leveled up.
So we never.
We never
see that.
Yeah,
Planet is... Daniel Craig. Everyone there is an ugly-faced jerk.
Oh, I gotta get my... I'm gonna find my character sheet. I'll be right back. Continue on, Adam.
Okay. Well, I have the traditional pre-starting scene to go ahead with anyway, so you guys can find your character sheets and get ready to play the game, and I'll just narrate some stuff. So, the swish ends. We get our intro song out, and the show opens... fade in, we hear the sound first of that, like, dull roar of a crowd somewhere kind of far away, like a stadium crowd, through several walls. You can still hear it. It's like the low roar, kind of like the ocean. And we fade in on a dressing room door with a huge pink star on it that says Starlight in yellow letters. And we go through the door, and inside, sitting on one of those little, like, folding chairs, there's a girl. She's... Chinese, probably 16 or 17, like bright pink hair. Looks like it has like fiber optics in it, like it's like sparkling. And she's got like a big puffy headset on. She's wearing a plastic dress and like huge platform shoes. And that's she's just looking at Facebook on her phone and eating candy out of a bowl. All the candies are also pink. We hear a man's voice off screen say, "It's time, Nika." And she turns around so we can like see her face. And she grins and looks like right at the camera and says, "Let's do it," and winks. The camera fades, like we fade out. The noise goes up. You hear like a door opening, and then music starts really loud. And then as that fades, the black screen at the bottom says 2 days earlier. and we fade back up on the car that you guys have, and like Higgs and Prosper, you're in the car, and Higgs has just gotten the tickets for the show.
Adam, we're not like zooming in on like a little blinking red light under the car, are we?
Yeah, no.
Adam, what are you gonna do when we kill Nika Starlight, and then that whole thing doesn't work anymore?
No, it'll be perfect. There's many Nika Starlights.
Yeah, Nika Starlight isn't one person. She's a manufactured corporate entity, man.
I see. I did mess up. I do want to say, since this is the first VOD, I'm not going to promote this at the end. We extended the Swan Song shirt to Friday at like 10 o'clock, I think. 2 hours. Yeah, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to purchase the shirt, you still can. It's teespring.com/shirt.
Yes.
There you go. Adam, what's going on? We're all in a car.
It's you guys. What do you want to do? Because you just got these tickets. You're the con man with the plan, Higgs. You've got 5 tickets to the Nika Starlight show. What are you going to do with them now?
I mean, I pass them out one by one with a big grin on my face.
Okay, so maybe we're in the swan song, and you're giving out the tickets to everybody.
Yeah. I guess we get back. I don't say much. I just look very content as I get back into the car with Prosper and Mr. Sakarian. Then we travel back.
Well, which, by the way,
what?
New Adeptus Mechanicus models, they're called Sicarians.
Yes. Yeah, it's true.
Shut up.
Yes. And they're sword-wielding cloaked ninjas that steal into the future, like into the forward parts of the board, and they kill people like assassins.
And aren't they like wearing like cybernetic leg stilt legs? Yeah. Wait, those are slick.
Fuck. I should have had character names copyrighted, man. We could have sued. We could have sued Games Workshop, the most litigious company of all time.
They'd be like, "God damn it! Of course, we'll talk to this lawyer."
Yep. Okay, we should have done it.
So can we just like the elephant in the room is that there's 5 tickets.
Yeah.
And there's 4 of us.
So yeah,
who
I mean,
is going to be so happy?
I was
gonna
say. So here's the thing: you're back at the when you get back to the ship. For some reason, Wu is like right at the door waiting for you, Higgs. And you get back, and it's just like he looks like a kid at Christmas for some reason, like big eyes, and he's just like waiting for you to say something. And when you don't, he just like follows you around in the ship, waiting for like the meeting he's getting ready to be invited to or something. He's like really excited about something.
Sure.
I
would think when I first see him, I don't know that Piani told him that I was going to get him a ticket, right?
I think Piani did exactly that.
You didn't tell me, though, right? I don't think you did.
I don't know that we actually had that conversation, but of course, when you're handing out the tickets, I'm going to ask you for the FIP.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he inferred that he was going to get a ticket when you were talking about Higgs picking them up, which is why he's so excited, right? He's just like...
Right.
He's there waiting.
Okay, well then let's just say we'll do this. Like Prosper and Mr. Sakarian already have their 2 tickets because I gave it to him in the car. When I board the ship, I go to Piani's room and Piani, here's your ticket. We got 5 of them, so here's yours. What does do we need to give this last one to the noble woman? Whatever. I already forgot her name. I don't know what her name is.
Lord McCreary.
You need to give it to Wu.
Why does Wu need to come?
Because he fucking loves Nika Starlight.
Is he like right behind me when he says this?
Yeah, he's just trying to be polite. He like doesn't say anything and is just kind of like.
Yeah, I kind of slowly turn. I'm just like, Wu, you want to go to Nika Starlight?
Yes, please.
We could sell the ticket, you know.
He kind of like looks like he's choking a little bit.
Piani, you want to escort Wu around? I don't want him out there by himself.
Of course.
I kind of just quietly put the ticket in Wu's hand.
Yeah, he takes it and like looks at you like, "Thank you." And he like nods again and then kind of like runs off. You can hear his feet like hitting the deck as he runs back to his room.
So when he leaves, I turn to Piani. I'm just like, is McCrary's going to be there, right? The noble lady's going to be there in the concert? Was that? I'm so into what I just did that I forgot everything that we were supposed to do in the first place.
She'll be there. She'll fucking be there.
I can't remember. I can't remember. We're
on the ship right now, right?
Yeah, you guys are on the Swansong. There were two
tickets for her that were already picked up.
Like we had to strong arm the dude,
right.
The ticket agents.
We, he says.
Way.
I guess I go and turn to Prosper and Mr. Scar and someone already picked up the tickets yesterday, by the way. Can we confirm with Miss McCrary that it was her or perhaps someone who is working for her?
Well, we don't really need to, do we? All we needed to do was make a big scene about how Lady McCrary, Lord Dr. Mrs. McCrary was able to was going to go to the concert so that we can go. We can see who might be on the lookout for her, listen to the beautiful voice of Nika Starlight, and then we will find the assassins. Easy!
Well, all right then. Listen, I'm going to go to my room. You guys let me know if you need anything. I guess we don't really have much to do till the concert, so I'll be around. Just kind of wave off and walk into my room.
Cool. So as you're on your way back to your cabin, you pass the cabin that Wu was using. The door is closed, and you can hear loud music coming from inside. And you think if you as you walk by, you think if you listen hard, you can hear Wu singing along excitedly.
I record a little bit of it. I put my
take out your
comms pad and just record it as best as possible.
Sure.
And then I just go into my room.
Okay. All right. What's everybody else doing?
How long do we have until the...
2 days.
2 days.
Yeah.
So I can actually rest and get all my PP back.
Yes. And if you have anybody who has system strain, you get back whatever, one a day. Don't forget to track that as well. Yeah, it's Wednesday evening now. Nika's concert is Friday night.
Okay. I just want to do whatever I need to do to get my PP back. My psychic points.
Turn five, colors. Everybody. Let's all turn five.
I think I Prosper. We investigated the possibility of Lord McCrary doing some kind of substance abuse problem. That was kind of a dead end. He's got a ship, the Kafkaesque, that was parked where? On Majid or something like that. So we've got a request out for docking information on Majid to see if the Kafkaesque was there.
It wasn't parked on Majid. Majid is you're guessing because he has a drug problem and his wife suggested that he might go there.
Yeah.
For the good pure stuff from the source. But you do have the name and the ship ID so that you can program the computer of your ship that if you're ever in the same system as the Kafkaesque, you'll be able to find it. Mm-hmm. You can also send the ship ID, which I think Piani did.
He did, yeah.
Yeah. To her friend on the Majid to check to see if it had been.
That's what we did. Our ship is disguised as the scout ship Benedict Arnold. Great.
That's
right. Yes, and I had a request out to Madame Alana Durant on wherever I'm from.
Yes, Cabral.
Yeah, to request help in letting Pi clear bad data storage.
Yes, that's right.
So, I'm on the lookout for any additional messages now that I've wired her 8,000 credits and given her a tip on Lord McCrary because, she felt gypped that she had a desk job and I had a field job and I was like, so there's some tie between McCrary and Cabral, right?
He was born there originally. He's a Cabralese citizen by birth.
Yeah. So, I was just like, hey, free info, your higher ups might be interested in hearing about this guy. Yeah. So, until I hear back from her, I guess I have Pi play every Nika Starlight CD on repeat in my room.
Okay. Awesome. Piani, Mr. Sakarian, what are the two of you going to do?
So we know we have 2 days off.
Yeah, you got 2 days to kind of do whatever you want.
Sakarian's moderately talking to Pi about working with what connections we have to try and just track down checking cameras and that kind of thing. So I'm just cold calling officials and doing the classic Sakarian smile, I'm looking for my lost cousin. His name is such and such, and I was wondering if you saw him on some of the planets where we have leads and stuff.
Okay, cool. So you want to call? Where are you calling? Like, you're just calling the like police force of various places, saying that he's gone missing, or?
Yes, stuff like that. Just the planets where we have leads.
Okay. So Cabral, Majid.
But over the 2 days, he only works like 4 to 6 hours, and he's been trying to sleep off a lot. He's got a really bad headache that he's been trying to get over.
Cool, okay. All right, and Piani, what are you doing? I know you're waiting on some information as well.
Yeah, I mean, just checking on information, and like I said, I want to make sure that I actually get my full rest so I can have my psychic points, a.k.a. Okay. PP, back.
Excellent, okay.
And
so resting, yeah, and waiting for information. Okay, and then Higgs, is there anything that you want to do?
To try and drown out the Nika Starlight, who I'm not a fan of, on the ship, I play... what is the name of the song? Hold on. Would I be able to have songs from Earth?
I mean, I'm sure some like music was brought along when people originally like settled Asgard Sigma. You know, if we're capable of leaving Earth, we probably can bring some of our music with us. So, I mean, yeah, you have like 1,000-year-old classical music if you're into that stuff.
Yeah. So I have, God damn it. What is the name of the song? Why is it so hard?
How does it go?
It's by John Michael Montgomery. I know. Hold on. Oh, here we go. Here we go. It is, it's called Sold by John Michael Montgomery. Everyone can go and listen to that. That's what's blaring out of my room.
All right. The Swan Song has become a very loud place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sigarin on several occasions goes to people's rooms, squinting at them, and is like, if we could turn it down a bit.
You just see me in my room in my underwear with a bottle in my hand, just walking around dancing.
Are you doing the point dance?
Yeah, sure. I'm doing the finger dance.
Seems like.
So you're actually enjoying it and not just sitting there sullenly trying desperately to drown out Nika Starlight.
Oh, no, this is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Right on.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Okay, so I think that the next day, Prosper, you hear back from Durand.
Yeah.
She sends you a message that arrives that day. I mean, it was sent, you know, yesterday, but it shows up today. And there's just a short message, and it takes quite a long time for the message to download because there's an attached file. She just says, got this diagnostic program from Information Division. Try to run this. Send reports via encrypted channel. And then she sends you like an encryption key for the like intelligence service. And at a glance, she sent you, yeah, like an executable file. You upload it to the mainframe of the computer and it runs diagnostics on the intelligence system that occupies that machine.
So this isn't likely to, like, you know, I, using my Maltech skill, I look into this program to see if I can sort of, you know, deconstruct what it's doing and make sure that it's not going to do anything funky. And this is a program that's just going to diagnose, send information back, and then they'll have some other sort of step. It's not a program that can actually clear the data.
Go ahead and make a Maltech check.
Okay. 2d6 plus Maltech.
Yep.
Which is 1 now. Yeah. Right.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. I should probably level some stuff up.
Oh, yeah. 9.
Not bad. Okay. Yeah, wow. So what it's engineered to do is access the memory subsystems of a virtual intelligence or artificial intelligence, scour it for bad data, look for broken connections, not touch them or anything, and then report it back to Farugi, to Cabral, on an encrypted channel. It's going to ask you for the encryption key and to execute. It's hard to say how much of this Pi will be able to like see or know what's going on. You know, if you wanted to run it without Pi's knowledge, you might have to modify it. But that would take the computer's skill.
I mean,
Pi will definitely know something is going on.
Yeah, like, I mean, the reason I asked for it is because, like, I was like, hey, L'Enfant, what can we do for you to help you out? And Pi said, you know, I've got these strange people, blank spots. So it's not like I'm trying to hide it from Pi. It's more like I'm trying to serve Pi in a way. So I feel like I would just,
Sorry, I tried not to laugh. I really did.
I think I would get this, and after I've looked into it for a while, I might actually like I would go to Piani and I'd say, Miss Peak, I have an interesting proposition for you.
I'm listening.
I've received a program from my associates on Cabral. It will scour the memory subsystem of L'Enfant, looking for bad data and broken connections, and then it will report the information via an encrypted channel back to Ferrugi and Cabral, and that will help diagnose what might be causing some problems for L'Enfant. I would like to ask you to take a look at this and make certain that, from your perspective as a computer expert, there is no... no malicious code, no subroutines that will drain Pi's processing power, anything of that variety.
What do you think? Basically, like, there's no words from Piani. There's just sort of this, like, suspicious, like, really, like, what type look, and then she just grabs. I assume you have this on some
data
pad or something, right?
Or something, yeah.
I just grab it and immediately start looking at it.
Cool.
Do you want to assess the data as well?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to use whatever skill set I could use to see if I could determine if this is, like, obviously I'm not going to do it if I think it's malicious, right?
Yeah, make a computer test.
All right. Let's make a computer test. Here we go. Oh, I can use this 12. Skill roll.
Yeah,
boom. One.
What? You rolled a one?
I rolled an eight.
Yeah, I got an eight. Okay. All right. So from a like a programming perspective, yeah, it functions by analyzing the memory banks of the system, making note of bad data, categorizing that bad data in one of several dozen ways. It'll send a diagnostic report, but you don't have access to that diagnostic report. It doesn't store it anywhere locally. It'll just fire it back. You think you could modify it to get the report yourself if you wanted to look at it, but as it is, all you could do would be run it, and then it self-terminates.
Oh, yeah, we want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to be able to, like, funnel or capture the data.
Can I use my knowledge of Maltech to help?
Yes,
you know,
yeah. So you can, Prosper, you can help. We get the hacker, like, montage of the two of you, like, held over a screen hacking.
Yeah, both of us hands on the
is
keyboard
there music?
At the same
Are they
time.
Is it like Swordfish? They've got multiple monitors and stuff?
It's actually voodoo people from Prodigy.
Okay.
It's the Hydra computer. There's actually nice monitors.
And Matthew Lillard goes by on rollerblades.
All right, yeah. So I get a plus one.
So he's got a roll, and if you can get a 7 or better, you get a plus one. Yeah.
Okay, here I go.
Don't fuck this up.
Oh, my God.
Okay, 9.
I forgot we're using these.
Those 3D dice, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn, yeah.
We'll fucking write the shit out of those procedures.
So why does... Does the 3D dice not work with the macros?
No, they should. I think you have to turn them on yourself.
Because
like,
I saw Steven's.
Yeah, thing. Steven has his turned on.
Fuck 3D dice.
Each of us individually
fucking
have to turn
3D
it on.
Device. They just take up more processing power, you fucking moron.
So, 3D dice recreate the tension of the tabletop for the viewers.
So you can not only can you edit the program such that it'll dump what it learns into your system, but you can do it in such a way that when it sends the final report and self-destructs, it won't let them know that you did that.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job. Okay.
We're the best. Cool. Prosper Prosper actually like he grabs Piani in a hug and says, "Ah, this is the best." And then he lets her go. Like there's nothing more than that, right? It's just like super excited hug, but yeah.
Yeah. So now all it takes is to install it and run it. Do you guys want to do that?
Yes.
Well, I think, I mean, should we speak to L'Enfant?
Yes, we should.
L'Enfant!
Yeah, so Pi powers on one of the nearby screens, brings up the like blue that they use for their emoticons, and then over the speaker, Pi's voice says, "Yes, Prosper.
Have you been listening to our conversation?
I saw some of what you were doing.
You remember that you and I spoke earlier about clearing the bad memory banks in your memory subsystem, yes?
I do. This has something to do with your conversation with Madame Durand?
Precisely, yes. Now, I have a number of friends in my organization that work with artificial intelligence like yourself. I was able to request a program from them that will examine your memory subsystem, scour it for bad data, and send a report back. Now, this won't actually change anything, and Piani here, she can vouch for the integrity of the programs that we would like to run. It will not affect your functioning. But it will tell us more about where the problem may lie. Would you like to run this program?
If you think it's safe.
I do.
It's Piani? Safe? I do.
Okay.
You know, I guess I take the slate and I socket it into the, you know, wall monitor or whatever.
Okay. And then actually, here it is, Pi. Like, Piani stops Prosper. Just sort of gives this, like, soft look. Like, you better let me do this.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and then I just do it.
Okay. So when you plug the program in, it on the, like, holo display, it brings up the, like, fleur-de-lis flag of Cabral. And just a simple prompt, like, to execute the question mark. And you just turn it on.
Do, yes.
All right. So a progress bar starts on the current like system manager, so you can see that there's this program running. Pi just says, this is unusual.
What is it?
What do you mean?
It's a strange sensation. I can feel it.
Does it hurt?
No, I don't think so. I'm not as familiar with pain as you are.
If you want me to stop it, just say so.
No, I think it's fine. I'll let you know.
Okay.
L'enfant, do you know how long you expect it to take?
Current estimate puts it at 12 hours.
Excellent. Stay in touch.
I will.
Cool.
Okay.
I think Piani stays by the terminal, like, all 12 hours.
Yeah, just, like, kind of nervously glancing at it while you do other things.
Yeah, yeah. Like, knowing that it's not going to make it go faster. It's not, but you can't leave that status bar.
Yeah. Yeah, because if there's an error and it needs you and, yeah. Okay. Right. It's like waiting for, like someone to get out of surgery or something. And it's not like...
Exactly.
It's not like dangerous surgery, but it's like, you know, you never know. You want to be there in case the doctor's like, oh shit, something went wrong. We accidentally cut their head off.
It's exactly the feeling. Okay. Yeah,
yeah, all right. Yeah. So you do that. You have other stuff like systems maintenance and whatever that you can be doing. But yeah, you're definitely distracted from it. And yeah.
I think Prosper probably brings Piani a coffee like at like hour 9 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Piani, Here. And I just, like, set it down next to Piani and leave.
You just left?
Yeah. After putting a coffee down next to you. Chirp, chirp.
I'm like wondering, like, what... No one does nice shit on this ship, so... like, I guess I just, after looking back, like, 12 times, wondering, like, when he's going to ask for... Oh, by the way, I need... And I drink the coffee.
Okay, cool. So that's probably a good place to...
Oh, that's fucking horrible!
Probably a good place to go to break. Yeah,
I like got you... fucking eggs in here? What the fuck is this?
You take a sip of the coffee, then spit it out on the floor, and then we fade out to black.
There you go.
Cool. All
right, we'll take our first break. So I got 3 hours to go. The first hour went quick. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with hour 2 right after this. We'll see you guys in just a bit.